From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey.
And I'm Mary Carey with today's RM World Travel Minutes.
You know, whether you've heard us discussing it here on this daily travel commentary or the two-hour weekend version of our national travel show, you should know by now about the ETA or electronic travel authorization now needed to enter the United Kingdom.
A similar but different requirement will also be necessary to enter into any of the 29 European Union countries as well. It's taking them longer to get the system in place, and they say it's going to start later in 2025.
In short, this comes down to an additional tourist tax or nuisance, but it isn't optional. You must pay the fee, have your fingerprints scanned, and a photo taken. Failure to do so will result in you being denied entry to the country.
Two pieces of good news with the ETIAS is for the Eurozone countries, which stands for European Travel Information and Authorization System. Once you enter a European country, you can travel to any of the others until you return home. And with ETA in the UK, if you're just passing through Heathrow and connecting to another flight, they've created an exception for you.
It's a little confusing, ETA, ETIAS, but you need to know about it, folks. More travel info awaits you anytime at RMWorldTravel.com.